Malay Kamarkazam is going to tell us about his ways of knowing class.
Okay, so I teach a class on indigenous ways of knowing, anthropological knowledge. I usually teach it at 8:40 in the morning. It is not a requirement. And the work begins on the first week with classes. Usually about 30 students and about 7 to 10 graduate students. So what I'd like to do is tell you about what I do, why I do it, how I do it, and answer your questions. So in terms of the theoretical perspectives, I begin with the idea of oikos, which is the root of both ecology and economics. And I talk about the ecological foundation in which is embedded the socio-cultural, in which is embedded the economic. So I do not talk about coupled systems, because from this theoretical perspective, it is not a coupled system. In terms of the human ecological relations, and in this case, specifically the indigenous communities that we work with in high in mountain regions from the Simien Mountains of Ethiopia to Central Asia, and in Arctic and subarctic regions across the certain polar world, it is about relationships that they have with other communities, both the industrial and the south, with sea ice, glaciers, and rivers, and plants, animals, be they pastoralists, farmers, or hunters. And of course, the indirect human ecological relationships, where a bunch of folks in Europe or in North America, and now increasingly in Asia, have certain kinds of relationships with their habitat, which is affecting sea ice, which is affecting glaciers, which then directly has impact on their livelihoods and affects the indigenous communities in the Arctic or mountainous regions. So those are the theoretical foundations. Why do I teach it? Because different ways of knowing are important. In terms of the issues that we address in the class, whether it is climate change, poverty, issues related to ecological calendars, livelihood security, and food sovereignty, expertise is not sufficient in terms of Evan is gone, in terms of finding the optimal solution. And so diversity, cognitive diversity, not diversity the way Cornell's webpage likes to show it, cognitive diversity is essential to solving those food security issues, essential to solving those climate change adaptation issues for the communities that we work with. And therefore, interdisciplinarity in this context is not about the biophysical scientists talking to the humanities or talking to the social sciences. It is all three having a conversation with the hunter, the fisher, the farmer, and the pastoralist. So that's why. How? We directly draw on our research in the communities that we're working with. Every week, students write an essay on about 4 or 5 readings that are drawn from the humanities, social sciences, and science journals. The first prelim is a book review. They get to choose a book and apply the theoretical models of human ecology to the novel, such as The Life of Pi, like Black Like Me, or to non-fictional works like Consilience. So they actually apply the theoretical models to a book of their choice. That's prelim number one. Prelim number two, every year on a specific theme, I curated exhibit at the Johnston Museum that involves indigenous art from Australia, from the Pacific Northwest, and other regions of the world. And they use these, they look at the pieces of art from these different regions, compare them using those human ecological perspectives. Then they do a research project that is related to an issue that we are facing. It could be the human ecology of first-year students in terms of food security. It could be medicinal plants that are found around Cornell and their uses. And each year, the group does a research project, and the next year builds on the research of the previous group. And then finally, their participation within the class, which is engaging, that involves both lectures and seminar discussions. So, questions?
And how many students are taking?
So usually between, I cap it, so usually about 30 and about 7 graduate students. And for the graduate students, I have an extra seminar section.
Do they come from across campus?
The graduate students come from the Arts and Sciences, from IARD. Interestingly enough, the students that want to get up at 8:40 and take this class tend to be from Cal. But I don't believe in the idea of requirements, so I only want the people that really want to be there. And if I could teach it at 8 a.m., I would teach it at 8 a.m.
Great, thank you, Chris.
Okay.